This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of North Valley Community Foundation, Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
A lot of the people who are either Chico natives or have been going to class here for a while know what we do, know what we're about. There's a lot of high fives that happen at the end of the night, just as they say, "I'm okay, and thank you for what you did last week." There's an identification that comes with the polo shirts and the hats that we wear. My name is Jeremy Rhodes, and I am a part of the Street Pastors leadership team. Chico Street Pastors is a ministry that takes place in the downtown. We go out on Friday and Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to about 2 to 3 a.m. And what we do is we seek to provide help to the homeless. As the night progresses, what we do drastically changes. It involves more of us being present in the downtown area with those who are going to the bars. We're not there to preach. We're not there to tell them, you know, our opinion of their activity. Our main focus is to be there so that they have someone to talk to. There are incredibly lonely people downtown that are not necessarily down there to have a good time. They're down there to be around people because they don't want to be alone. So we spend time talking to them, have long conversations about anything that they want to talk about. We're there primarily to listen. One specifically that I'll never forget is, as I was standing on outside of the university bar, there was a young man who came up to me. He was out looking to, you know, have a good time, drink a little, dance, and he was, you know, kind of agitated toward me, and he initially. It happens occasionally where I'll get somebody who has had bad experiences in the past, and they initially say, "I don't like that you believe this." And we kind of go, "Whoa, hang on. That's not me. We've never had a conversation before, but I'm willing to listen." And so as I listen to him really unpack all of his problems with what he grew up with what he believed a Christian was, and as I was able to listen and respond to his questions, he started to just kind of let down his guard a little bit more. And then we moved from that to some things that are going on in his family and some hurt and some things that he really needed to talk about. And so we were able to just have some great conversation after that. It doesn't always go that way. This last weekend, there was a guy who walked up to an intersection the same time I did and was crying. And I said, "Hey, you know, what's going on? Do you need to talk?" And he goes, "I don't want to talk." And I said, "Okay, well, if you need anything, we're here." And as we got to the other side of the intersection, he just blurted out, "My uncle died. He's gone forever," and just walked off as quickly as he could. And all I could say was, "I'm sorry." There's a lot of people who are just needing a bit of conversation to know that I saw him crying, and that's significant, that I didn't just glance up and go, "Oh, what's his problem?" and look away. I connected just a few brief words and allowed him to just say what has been going on.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio and have just heard about Chico Street Pastors, a nonprofit partner of North Valley Community Foundation. Learn more and hear archive editions at mynspr.org.